are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of us are feeling the strain as more and more of our elderly family members are coming down with Alzheimer's. Caregivers starting to have a tough time with this, and we do not have enough ancillary help in terms of home health care nurses out there to help us. We're going to talk about that and come up with some strategies. I guess the iPhone was launched today. A lot of shortages, a lot of people frustrated, even some fights. I guess there was a fight in Pasadena. We'll talk about how that went. The House has voted to fund the government but gut Obamacare. A lot of people are rejoicing in that news. Some of us are kind of going, well, wait a second here. If the Senate doesn't let this go through, now what happens with the shutdown? So we'll talk about that. We also have, unfortunately, a Delta jet had to be diverted to another city because there was an odor, okay, on the flight. Who emitted the odor? So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy today. Your calls, your comments, your questions at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I saw a very interesting article on Fox News about how bad our fitness habits are. I'm writing a book. And in the book, I talk about, you know, kind of some do's or don'ts with exercise. And this kind of, blends in with what I've been teaching many of you. And I just kind of want to review it. Apparently, a lot of you, you're very time constrained. And so you're finally able to work out. You're able to get some time together to work out. And a big mistake you do is you don't warm up before you work out. And you don't stretch. Okay, I do the same thing. I mean, I do some stretching, but I probably spend no more than 25 to 30 seconds stretching. Now, I know better. A stretching period should sometimes go as long as 5 minutes. A real good 5 minutes of stretching all your muscles. But, I'm sorry, because I don't have time to exercise, and the amount of, if I have 40 minutes to put aside for exercising, I want to use all that 40 minutes for the higher intensity exercise. I don't spend that time warming up. It's extremely important to do. In fact, we think that the warm-up increases your calorie expenditure and increases what you are able to output with that workout if the muscles are ready, primed, and ready to go. So a few minutes of a low-intensity workout can also could also suffice. So, for example, you do some stretching, and then you decide to jump on the treadmill. Don't start going to 4, 5, 6 miles an hour. Maybe play around with the 2, 3 mile an hour just for a little bit to warm up. Now, some of us think they also make the mistake of when our muscles ache, we just skip the workout entirely. Now, there's something called delayed onset muscle soreness. Now, this is Dr. David Greer. Not David Allen Greer, but David Greer, Jr. He's an orthopedic surgeon and director of sports medicine at the Medical University of South Carolina. He says this delayed onset muscle soreness that we get, which many of us kind of understand to be like little microscopic tears in the affected muscle fibers, it'll make you feel really sore. You get a good workout, and then for the next couple days, you're sore, so you don't work out. He said you don't have to skip your workout entirely. What will help get over that is lighter workouts, okay, and gentle stretching of the sore muscles. I remember in school they always said, you know what, help stretch it out. You want to be careful because, again, the muscle is still injured, all right, but you also want to increase blood flow, and you want to keep the momentum up of working out. Now, you don't want to make the mistake of being in pain, hurting yourself, having a bigger tear, and then just trying to work through it. Because if you do, let's say you popped out a rib or you subluxated the cervical vertebrae or you, I don't know, have some sort of a tear, you could actually make this worse. So trust your body. Okay? If something doesn't feel right, you stop. Maybe work out a different part of the body. Okay? Obviously, he recommends if you have like an ACL, Dr. Marks says, you know, let's say you have an ACL tear. I mean, that could take months to heal after surgery. Well, then fine, maybe work your arms. Work maybe your upper body. Another big mistake we all make is not doing a cool down. Okay, we finish working out. A lot of us will maybe for a minute. My cool down is a minute. Right? Because I'm tired, so I do a cool down, so my muscles kind of get used to it, and then I'm done. Sometimes that's not enough. Cool down really should be about 10 minutes. Now, cool downs help your heart rate, the blood pressure return to normal, and remember, it also helps you sweat. Okay? It gives your body some time to sweat. You burn ATP. Those eccrine glands, your sweat glands, need ATP to produce sweat. So you are going to still burn some calories with that. Then, after you cool down for 10 minutes, you don't have to sit and stink. Then you can run into the shower. So make sure you're getting that cool down. It's extremely important. Again, they talk about stretching, which we did, according to a journal, a study published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research. You know, skipping stretching, it's forgivable, but I'm a huge fan of starting to condition and getting your muscles ready, because again, we want longevity. I don't want you to just work out and then be done for the week. I want you to be able to work out throughout the week, even though some doctors say, well, if you skip the stretching, not the worst thing in the world, still. They also suggest to not machine hop, going from machine to machine. Now, some people with curves, they do go from machine to machine. They make it fun. They work out. I don't have a problem with that. But they say you don't want muscle confusion. You want your muscles to easily adapt to a routine. But if you like those types of exercise regimens and you're more willing to go with your friends, if every 30 minutes or every 5 minutes you're flipping to a new machine, I'd rather you get some exercise. But ideally, it's nice for you to be on one machine for 30, 40 minutes, if your heart can handle it. And then they say a lot of people will just stay within their comfort zone, and they won't actually make that extra stretch. They won't actually just go that little extra mile. And sometimes that's what you need to do. A big thing we notice is many people will exercise, have been exercising for years, and all of a sudden they start gaining weight. And they're like, wait a second, I work out an hour a day. I can't do more. Well, we talked to you about mixing it up, maybe doing a different type of exercise, or maybe just up, like let's say you do free weights. Right? Maybe up the poundage a little bit. Just make it a little bit harder just so you do that stretch. When we come back, we're going to talk about this woman who was in her last month of pregnancy lifting barbell weights. Scared a lot of us, but we'll talk about, is that safe or not? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Felly.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Monroe, Washington. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Longevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo, Sunday, September 29th at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds in Greater Seattle.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, apparently a weightlifting mother, Lee Ann Ellison, posted a photo on Facebook of her in her 9th month of pregnancy, due date just 2 weeks away, posting photos of herself lifting heavy weights. Now, very attractive, okay, you know, for a pregnant woman. I can understand how she thought that looked cool, all right? But the feedback has been extremely mixed. And many of you have been going back and forth going, wait a second. Yeah, she's going to hurt the baby. Oh, my gosh. You know, get child protective services involved. Some of you are like, what are you talking about? She's exercising. Okay, most women need to be exercising. So what is the verdict on weightlifting? Okay, when it comes to exercise, what I told my patients when I used to deliver babies in training was whatever exercise you did prior to the pregnancy should be okay while you're pregnant. Your body's used to it. However, if any sort of that activity decreases cardiac output or oxygen that could go to the fetus during vital times, stay away from it. Now, none of my patients who were runners kept the running up. Okay, I think once that maternal instinct kicked in and they realized that running could cut oxygen supply to the babies. Okay. I think instinctively they said, you know what? I don't want to risk it. Now, again, this is very, very hard to scientifically validate and be able to prove. But we do know that you have vasoconstriction when you exercise. So making sure you do regular walking, weight-bearing exercise, muscle toning, that doesn't increase your heart rate too high to the point that then your baby is getting less and less cardiac output with a smaller fill pressure, should be okay. I worked out twice a day when I was pregnant with my first. Still gained 45 pounds, but it wasn't anything really heavy cardio. I did a lot of walking. I did a lot of stretching, some free weights in terms of little dumbbells, 5-pound weight, that kind of stuff. Okay, that was it. Now, barbells, when you're looking at 100 pounds, 150 pounds, you are increasing intra-abdominal pressure. So you're seeing this woman squat to pick up. And, I mean, she's intoned. I mean, you know, she's toned. She looks like she's pretty proud of herself. She's been able to keep in shape. Okay. You see the you know, the tummy there. I think she may be carrying a boy just by the way she's carrying the weight. Looks good. Okay. Tummy looks fine. But if she's increasing abdominal pressure, then that could cut blood supply to the fetus. And if that's the case, I wouldn't risk it. Now, the usual guidelines, like I said, allow you to continue a mode of exercise that you did. So technically, if you ran before you were pregnant, you could run after you were pregnant. Okay, you can, right? Or during the pregnancy. But you want to use some common sense, okay? Keeping your muscle tone up, but increasing it. Now, I mean, the baby's not going to fall out, okay? You're not going to rupture the uterus, most likely. Yeah, you could get a hernia. But that would be more your intra-abdominal muscle walls. I've never heard of anybody rupturing their uterus by lifting barbells, but you are increasing a lot of pressure. And that could not be in the baby's best interest. So I would lean on the side of, no, just use little dumbbells. But don't be causing that increased pressure that'll decrease blood flow to the fetus. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Delta Jet has been diverted to Boston in concern over an odor. Apparently, they were supposed to go from Manchester, New Hampshire to Atlanta, was forced to make an unscheduled landing because there was something that stunk in the plane. Flight 90, and you know what? They will land. We had apparently a two-toilet blockage. Apparently, one of the passengers threw a baby diaper in the lavatory toilet, so it blocked up the plumbing of both toilets. Flight couldn't take off. We had to change planes. Or somebody had to come in and clean it. Flight 1941 left Manchester Boston Regional Airport on Friday. 144 passengers, 5 crew members. Now, they think maybe it was smoke, right, as opposed to just fumes. We're still trying to get some scoop on that. But for those of you that have a lot of gas, everybody's fine. They're off the plane. But for those of you that have a lot of gas, you may want to consider holding it in. Because we do not want people stinking up the place. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We don't want to have to ground the flight. Now, body odor. Some of you ask, where does body odor come from? Not that the plane was grounded from body odor. All right, like I said, there's varying reports on what could have happened. But body odor actually comes from bacteria in the sweat. It's pretty interesting. Okay, so you sweat, and the body odor, it comes from your body's temperature regulation system. So your sweat glands, the eccrine glands, help maintain your body temperature by hydrating your skin. Also supposed to balance body fluids and electrolytes like sodium and calcium. Your kidneys get a lot of credit for that. Now you have two sweat glands. You've got the eccrine and the apocrine. According to Mayo Clinic, the eccrine glands occur over most of your body. Open directly onto the surface of the skin. The apocrine glands develop in areas of abundant hair follicles, like your scalp, armpits, groin. Okay? When your body temperature, it's basically opens into the hair follicle just before it opens onto the skin surface, so it goes to where the hair is. When your body temperature rises, your autonomic nervous system will stimulate the eccrine glands, the ones all over the body, to secrete fluid onto the surface of the skin, cools the body, and evaporates. And this doesn't stink that much. Okay, the apocrine, however, goes right into the, I guess it secretes the sweat into the tubule of the gland. Many of you will also notice that this happens when you're nervous. So it's a part of the autonomic nervous system. Then the sweat is pushed to the surface of the skin where bacteria begin breaking it down. The bacteria breakdown of the apocrine sweat is what causes the odor. So for some of you that go, well, maybe I stink because of what I eat, or maybe I stink because of, I don't know, I'm not wearing enough perspiration. It's bacteria on the body, believe it or not, that interacts with the sweat glands. Now, you can't be on chronic antibiotics, but being clean, using these antiperspirants, using the deodorants. Now, remember, the antiperspirants, I'm still kind of watching this closely because of all the aluminum in it. The antiperspirants contain aluminum-based compounds, and what they do is they temporarily block the sweat pore. I had looked at, there was an electronic microscope image of how the antiperspirants work, and you saw the sweat come up to the surface. But when the antiperspirant was on, it basically blocked the pore. Now, the best time to put antiperspirant on is actually at night. This way it has time to get into the pores. Most of us, we take a shower in the morning, put the antiperspirant on, and we expect to have all-day effect. What some dermatologists say is put it on at night before you go to bed. Try it, see if you notice the difference. Then you have the deodorant. Now, the deodorants are usually alcohol-based. They make your skin less attractive to bacteria because it turns the skin more acidic. Plus, a lot of deodorants have fragrances. So these fragrances could also mask some odor. Now, do these antiperspirants always work to control the sweating? No. Sometimes doctors will use something called Xeric AC or Drysol. These are aluminum chloride, a little bit stronger. Some of you have asked me about home remedies for sweating. Bathing, again, extremely important to get rid of the bacteria. You also want to make sure you don't leave yourself damp. You want to dry these feet, dry these hands, dry the underarms pretty well. Careful with 100% cotton. Sometimes you need just a little bit of nylon, because sometimes in your sock, for example, because sometimes the cotton will just soak it all up and keep it against the body. Don't wear shoes without socks. Your shoes, well, do you notice that? Right, when you wear your workout shoes without socks, it really causes the stink. The sock at least absorbs some of it, so then you don't have sweat and old sweat in your shoes. All right? Wool socks actually help keep feet dry. Hard to wear when you live in the desert like I do, but still, make sure you are changing your socks often. A lot of you take off the socks, go to bed. When you wake up the next morning, you don't have to go into the sock drawer because your socks are still sitting there. Change your socks. Air drying your feet, not a bad idea. You don't want to put socks on right after you shower. They even recommend a Mayo Clinic to put the antiperspirants on nightly. You can even put it on the palms of your sole and feet. Relaxation, and then certain beverages and food, like caffeinated drinks, can make you sweat more. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently the latest premium model, the iPhone 5S, I guess was released. And many people are pretty upset because there were a lot of shortages, I guess. And according to BBC News, several networks said that at least in the U.K., stock of the premium model was severely limited and would be likely, I guess they predict it, to cause disappointment. Now, I've heard there was a little bit of scuffle in Pasadena. I heard, I saw pictures of people getting their iPhones and being all happy. Isn't it amazing how marketing, I mean, look, I'm looking at a picture now of some customers like high-fiving each other because they were able to stand in line and get the multiple $100 phone. I think I have the iPhone 4. I'm not really sure what I have. It works. I mean, I think these things do have a half-life or a shelf life on them. I don't think it's worth getting in line and waiting all that time. I would rather wait until something's cheaper. I think the best time to buy an iPhone is right before the launch of a new iPhone, so then you get that iPhone cheaper. So as far as I'm concerned, I always want to be a year or two behind. I don't have to have the latest and the greatest. I really don't. You know? I mean, already these iPhones make me stupid. I don't have anybody's number memorized. I don't know what anybody's birthday is anymore. I have a bunch of pictures on there and some games, you know, to help me when I poop, and that's about it. That's really all I use my phone for. So I don't really need a phone that talks to me. I don't need to talk to my phone and say, you know, because, like, let's say, for example, let's say I'm complaining about my mom. So let's say I'm in the car going, and my mom this and my mom that. I don't want my phone to go call mom. And then it calls mom, and then mom is listening while I'm sitting there complaining about her. You see what I mean? You don't need that. So, to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but I understand people want the bigger and the better and the brightest. I get that. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Alzheimer's on the rise. We have more and more baby boomers now going into their senior golden years. And God bless them, because they helped build this country to what we know it today. Love these guys. But we don't have enough people out there to help them. Many of our baby boomers didn't have the same amount of kids that they had. There were families that they were a part of, because, again, they were the baby boomer age. Then birth control started to become more rampant, a lot of moms in the workforce. So numbers of babies being born started to decline. More women were going to college, waiting to start careers. So by the time in the 60s and 70s, you had many women starting to have babies later in life. They could only have X amount of babies because they didn't start earlier, right? More women on birth control, less babies. So with less babies and more baby boomers, we have less people to take care of our older people. That's why we have issues with Medicare, issues with Social Security, etc. Now, according to this one report out of the SunTimes.com, nearly half of all seniors need some form of long-term care, whether it's home or a full-time care in a facility. And why? Because they have dementia. Now, this is a staggering problem as the global population ages. And dementia is a heck of a lot harder to address and control than a child. Okay, with child care, you could have a bunch of babies in a room, okay, and you could have playpens. You could wall them off, entertain them, etc. With dementia, you can't do that. You can't put somebody who starts to wander, like a three-year-old, in a playpen. You can't do that. They're a grown adult. And no matter how demented a person could be, they still understand love. They still understand rejection. They still understand humiliation. So taking care of somebody who's elderly is not as easy as dropping your baby off at a daycare. Not to mention, when we had babies, we were a little younger. You know, in about 10, 15 years from now, I probably, you know, if I was on grandparent duty, I probably would need a lot more breaks than I needed when I was, you know, my late 20s dealing with my kids. So, yeah, my kids tire me out even now. So, cognitive impairment, of course, is the strongest predictor of who will move into a care facility within the next couple of years. 7.5 times more likely than people with cancer, heart disease, or other chronic ailments. Our bodies are starting to outlive our minds. That is, I mean, we are doing amazing when it comes to fighting cancer, amazing when it comes to preventing heart disease. We're cutting back on obesity. That's great. But how do you protect the mind? Now, many of these people who live and become centenarians, over 100 years old, a lot of them still have their minds intact. There's a lot of great-great-grandparents out there, and they're doing damn well. Okay, and many of them attribute it to good diet. Many of them attribute it to regular routines. They always had that glass of wine. They always might have had their cheese. They always had their daily walk routine, had the same sleep. They didn't mix it up a little bit, wasn't exposed to a lot of chemicals, kept their minds busy. We could do that, but a lot of us, we get Alzheimer's or we get dementia because of genetics, no matter how hard we try to keep a very healthy lifestyle. Now, we've talked about multi-infarct dementia, which is extremely common. People with high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, cutting off blood flow to the brain. Those, after a while, cause enough insult and injury to the brain tissue such that you end up not being able to, have the full effect of what that brain could do, that healthy brain tissue could do. And so, absolutely, keeping your cholesterol down is phenomenal. Making sure you're not diabetic, or keeping your blood sugar down, keeping that blood pressure down. Also, if you lose it, you don't use it, you lose it. Making sure your mind is active. You know, already, me being in my 40s, and I've talked about this, when I study for the boards and when I try to prepare, One thing that I'm noticing is I don't have the memory like I used to. I remember a lot, but it's not as easy. I used to be able to look at five words, and within a second, I had like a photographic memory. Now, no, I got to come up with little tricks to put them to memory. Now, I could still do it, but I've been out of school now. I've been out of training, so even in training, you have tests for 13 years. After 13 years, things change. You know, many of you will have a widow or widower in your family, and then you notice their minds start to go and sometimes get demented. One of the immediate things you need to do is get them out there, not dating, but get them into a class. Get them around other people. Okay, it happened with one of my family members. Immediately I start to see memory go, mind go, and depression does that. When you get depressed, things get foggy. All right, you don't always have to keep them busy. Let them mourn. Let them get treated for depression. Let them go through a natural grieving process, but also make sure they keep their mind busy. A lot of times the younger generations get the grandkids involved, going, okay, you know what? You know, have grandma or grandpa watch the kids, you know, or let's invite them to the birthday party or et cetera. So a lot of times you start incorporating grandma and grandpa into the family. That's great, but also try to get them into some classes. Try to get them a social network. Try to get them some friends. It is so healthy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, what do? If you don't have the money, right now, I guess the disease's financial toll for dementia is costing $200 billion a year in the U.S. and expected to pass $1 trillion by the year 2050 in medical and nursing home expenditures. Now, that's not even counting unpaid family caregiving. So a World Report puts the global cost of this at $604 billion. Now, there's not enough healthcare workers out there, okay? And people that have to work have to take off work to take care of their family member. For those of you who are entrepreneurs and are trying to think where the next, I guess, avenue of business should be, I mean, where you should be gearing some investment dollars towards, I would say home health or senior living facilities. These are going to be so needed. And maybe training schools for home health nurses. For those of you going, okay, well, what job should I look for? I would say go down that path. That is huge. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
My name is Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war, it's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook on Dr. Dahlia's Show. All right, so many of you know that the big headline today was the Republican Congress. Republican-dominated Congress, right, has been able to be successful at stopping a government shutdown, coming up with a budget, but the budget, of course, includes defunding Obamacare. Apparently, the government was supposed to run out of money, I think, early next week, right? Okay? And or by October 1st. And from what we understand, it was pretty much along party lines, maybe one or two on opposite sides of the aisle, voting to defund Obamacare and to keep the government government funding still continuing. Now, my big concern is the measure is going to probably face doom in the Senate. Okay, the Democrats want to restore funding to the Affordable Health Care Act, and Obama has said he's going to veto the bill. So while we're spending all this time talking about this headline and the media is covering the story, you and I know that this is just, it's almost a waste of time. I understand that Congress has to still stand by what they believe. I mean, just because they're worried that the Senate is going to turn it down, I mean, I don't want them to act in a way that's Senate-pleasing. No, we need them to use their own minds. The problem is if this gets shut down by the Senate, okay, again, we have that looming government shutdown. Tons of government workers out of work for an undetermined period of time, okay? Stocks had dropped today. Last time I had looked, about 116 points as a result of this news, even though usually whenever something more Democratic-leaning seems to pass, that usually seems to hurt the stock market more. But I think, like right now, Dow is down 113.7 points. I think where the problem lies is we know we're still going to be in a stalemate. Now, we've talked about defunding Obamacare. Maybe that really doesn't help us in the long run because Obamacare has already caused so much damage that should we just let it finish and go through, not delay the inevitable, so then we could get a correction eventually after it messes us up even more? Or will defunding Obamacare be a permanent fix? I don't think so. Because, like I said, the Senate's just going to, you know, fund it again. Or we get a new legislative group in 2014, by 2015, and then they're going to just fund it again. But I'm getting tired of this, and I think you all are too. Okay, we spend too much money. Now, one bill that made a heck of a lot of sense was this food stamp bill, where they said, look, if you're going to get food stamps, you still need to report for 20 hours of some sort of work. Now, if we are going to have a shutdown, okay, and lose government workers because there's the money isn't allowed to be spent to pay them. I mean, the money's there. We just keep borrowing it. But, I mean, the money's there. They can even print the money and cause inflation. The money's there. Just we aren't allowed to pay the government workers. All right. Why not all these people on unemployment or food stamps that are able-bodied, why not for them to get the food stamps and for them to get the unemployment? They work part-time for it. I mean, where in the Constitution does unemployment benefits or food stamps say it has to be completely free? So there's a bill that was passed saying, people who are able-bodied could maybe do work-like activities for 20 hours a week as long as they could find daycare. If you could find daycare, I mean, because obviously you had daycare before you lost your job. Okay, if you could, you know, provide some sort of daycare, I understand daycare is expensive, mind you, I get that. But if we had all the people currently out of work right now, not putting money into the system because they can't, they don't have a job and they can't pay taxes, but if they gave us free labor, we could possibly, work towards getting out of this financial rut. You know how many able-bodied people are right now sitting at home? Remember, right? I'm forgetting the older brother's name of the Boston Bombers, the Tsarnaev older brother. He was on welfare for 2 years, right? He was a wrestler, a boxer. He had some muscle. He could have done some work. He could have done some government work while on the government dollar. I think it's brilliant. Now, understandable. If you have a disability, if you were fired because you lost a leg, you shouldn't be fired because you lost a leg, but I understand that can happen. Okay, no. I mean, we're not going you have a disability. But for those of you that lost your job, rather than just sitting there taking in the money because you can't do anything else because there's no other jobs out there, I'm sure there's a lot of things that the government could utilize for free. Having a workforce that is working while they're getting government dollars, I think would be a huge step in the right direction. But, you know, so with this fiscal deadline, having now also even lawmakers split, some saying, you know what, let's just concede to Obamacare so we can move forward, others not. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we have an overspending problem. This keeps happening. We really don't have the money for multiple more IRS agents. If IRS was doing its job, making sure everybody paid taxes to begin with, maybe we wouldn't be in this problem. So adding more IRS doesn't help. Having this back and forth fighting only makes both sides look worse. We look weak to other countries. I mean, I'm not saying today's move looked weak. The Republicans had to, do what was common sense, defund right? A very expensive job-killing bill makes perfect sense to me, but I think we're still going to be having issues next week. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Ground beef intended for National School Lunch Program has been recalled. Apparently, a Central California meat company is recalling more than 58,000 pounds of ground beef because they may contain small pieces of plastic. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says that the problem was discovered during an inspection that was prompted by customer complaints. The recalled meat from Central Valley Meat Company in Hanford was supposed to be for the National School Lunch Program. And you all thought that there was never any real meat in the food. Well, maybe in the 70s or might not have. Sloppy Joe had some meat substance. I remember that. So anyway, they recalled it. No reports of any illnesses. But if your kids end up eating vegetarian for the next few days, you know why. Vitamin B could help reduce the risk of stroke. Apparently, a study published in the journal Neurology. Researchers analyzed the results of 14 clinical trials looking at 55,000 people. And they found that people taking vitamin B supplements for 6 months demonstrated a 7% reduced risk of stroke compared to people taking very low doses of the supplement or even a placebo. Now, the vitamin D, though, did nothing for the severity of stroke. If somebody had a stroke, it could still be a bad one. But vitamin B appeared to be slightly effective in reducing the risk of stroke. Now, why would that be? Okay, many of us get vitamin B from our vegetables and our beef, etc. But a lot of people that take supplements, I think, are very more prone to watching their health and keeping an eye on what goes into their mouth. So there may be an argument that your vitamin B takers usually are maybe more health conscious, right? But in this particular study, they were just looking at people who took the B supplements versus not, or a placebo. I mean, this was a study where they had placebo given, etc. It's interesting. Okay, I think some of us overdo the supplements, which is why you'll see the kidneys dump it out, and the color will change. You know, but for those of us that are deficient, that's what supplements are there for. So those of us that could have a B deficiency, the B deficiency or B12 deficiency, there's tons of different Bs out there, could be linked to stroke. We find out which one, make sure we're not deficient. Not a bad idea. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like we're coming up on the end. There's going to be a lot more to talk about tomorrow. We are live tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. We still broadcast coast to coast. Of course, if you ever miss the Dr. Dalia show because your particular radio station doesn't carry it, go to the website at drdalia.com, click on the on-demand listen feature, and then you'll be able to get it. Not to mention, don't forget to download your iPhone app and your Android app. God bless you all. Be safe and have a great weekend.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Young longevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.